Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaletta is here as she always is. As Remy pointed out, we have a special guest. We're going to bring the special guest in just a second. I want to set it up. Brandon Brown is the guest. Brandon Brown, NASCAR driver. By now, anybody who's paid political attention knows how Brandon, a NASCAR driver, has been brought into politics when I'm sure he wanted no part of it, as he wins his first race at Talladega. It's a crowd that's not happy with Joe Biden. Okay, it's a country that is divided right now. The president has had a number of challenges. This show has pointed them out, just as we pointed them out with Donald Trump. And as the crowd is chanting F Joe Biden, the reporter for NBC, and Brandon's heard this story too many times before, so I apologize to Brandon. She doesn't realize and incorrectly tells Brown the fans were cheering, "Let's go, Brandon." Well, that becomes a chant for folks who don't like Joe Biden at all, don't like him personally, don't like him as president, large supporters of Donald Trump. Our friend Shaletta has an amazing family, including her son, Brandon, who hears the chant, "Let's go, Brandon," and assumes the chant is for him. Shaletta, being the angel she is and the entrepreneur she is, then writes a book with Brandon, "Let's go, Brandon," to show the positive side of this. Shaletta, being the tour de force that she is, ends up now with Brandon Brown. Both are with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Shaletta is probably the only one on the planet who could pull this off. She told us about it earlier in the week. Shaletta, tell us how you and Brandon have come together, and please bring Brandon into the conversation. Brandon, I thank you for coming on.
Well, you know, it is just amazing. You know, I was on Twitter and I put up a funny post and I said, wouldn't it be a hoot if we could get my son Brandon's book on the hood of Brandon Brown's car for the next race? And, you know, it went from my lips to God's ears. Because then I got busy trying to find Brandon Brown, trying to call him, trying to get with his people, trying to figure out who was his team I could connect with and tell him about our story. And, you know, Chad, when I finally got a chance to meet Brandon and Morgan and that team, they had already seen the story. Brandon had already been moved. His mama saw the story and was touched by it. And so it was just an instant connection. They are really great people. And not only did they invite us to be their VIP guest this weekend, we are here now in Plymouth, Wisconsin at Road America for this Xfinity Racing Series. But Brandon Brown has put my son's autism book, the cover of the book, Brandon spots his sign, is on the hood of number 68. And my whole family will be flying around the NASCAR track this weekend when Brandon Brown wins the Road America race tomorrow at 1:30. You can check it out on the USA Network, baby.
So wait a second. Brandon, and again, thank you for coming on the air. Has Shaletta now guaranteed us that you will win the race tomorrow? And what pressure do you now feel because of that?
Yeah, I mean, she stacked the pressure on. That we have to win no matter what's going on. And we've got some of the best in the field this weekend. So it's going to be a tall order, but there's no reason we can't do it.
Brandon, why did this make sense for you to partner up with Shaletta, her son Brandon, and the book that they have out, considering everything that's happened to you over the last few months with the chant and the politics while you're just trying to do your job?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense in every way to celebrate. You know, this is a huge win for Brandon. This is a huge win for him to and everything that he was able to accomplish because of the confidence that was given to him with everybody cheering for him. So it's just so awesome to be able to celebrate that. And, you know, I was, you know, again, we were extremely moved when we got to read it. And, you know, it was a moment of joy, and it truly made me so happy that something great's come of this. And so putting the cover of the book on the car is, you know, that's no big deal. We'll take Brandon around the track, and I hope that Shaletta's told her Brandon that I mean if he's got to drive the car, he can, but I don't know if he's making that news to him yet.
Chad, he thinks he's driving the car, okay?
Yeah.
Because we went
probably
on Amazon, we bought him a little race car outfit, so he's been sleeping in that. You know how the kids are, he's got on his race car outfit and his cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I said, okay, well, it's time to go. And he was like, well, I can't wait to drive around the track. And I looked at Sean, and Sean was like, he don't know he's not driving the car. He thinks he's driving. He thinks this is the Strawberry Festival in Cottage Grove. It is not.
That is so perfect. Brandon, how has this been for you with the chant, you know, and what this has done? It seemed like there have been times when you've tried to separate yourself from it, other times where maybe it made sense to be a part of it a little bit. Just take me through what the path has been like and where you're at with the chant right now. When it isn't, let's go Brandon, for my guy Brandon Brundage, but when folks who massively disagree with Joe Biden are chanting it, and it's all come about because of an interview after your victorious race.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be 100% honest with you, I think 95% of the people that have the flags or the stickers or whatever, they don't even know what I look like or who I am or what it started
right
from. And, you know, it has been, like, there's been some funny things that come out of it, you know, that there's no greater feeling than, like, somebody that's got a Let's Go Brandon sticker on their truck will cut you off in traffic and give you the bird, and it's like, oh, you cheer for me, but you don't like me, I guess. I don't know. Overall, it's been an incredibly negative experience for me and our race team. It's negative impacted our sponsorship efforts and, you know, where, you know, a lot of companies need to stay politically neutral because consumers operate on both party lines. And, you know, we 100% understand that, and we kind of got dragged into it a little bit. We were really on a big struggle for finding partnerships, and then we had a you know, where so many people were like, well, you should try and take advantage of the moment in any way possible to help your racing. And so we tried it once with a cryptocurrency, and that fell through, you know, because NASCAR didn't want that involved in the sport. So just, you know, everything seems to have fallen negative, and it's been a really, really rough year for myself and for the team dealing with all that. And then so when we saw this story and Shaletta's son coming out, and he was ready to take it on and be Brandon, I'm like, heck yeah, look, he's Brandon. You know, let's roll with it. He's the man. He's making something great happen out of this. You know, something that we wanted to do, well, he went out and did it. So it's so awesome that, you know, I love reading about it.
And you know what, Chad, when we go out on that track and Brandon pulls that number 68 car out, and he races with my son's face and my family on the hood of his car, it's not just a moment for me and my family, but he's creating awareness for kids with autism. He's putting them on center stage. It's a movement. And, you know, and you and I talk about this, Chad, so often. Our kids eat lunch after everybody else is eating lunch. They get to play in recess once all the other kids are done playing. Their classroom is in the back of the school. Their bus is different. They have to wait for all the other kids to get on the bus, and then they can get on the little bus. You know, how many of our kids with autism and special needs have been teased because they rode the short bus to school? But what Brandon Brown and his team are doing is they're shining the spotlight. They're putting autism awareness right on the hood of that car, and he's bringing my son out for driver introductions. And kids with autism and their parents are going to feel seen and heard and represented. And I just can't thank them enough for that opportunity.
Shaletta is with us, as always, on this Friday afternoon. It's a pleasure to be joined by NASCAR driver Brandon Brown, who has been a part of the Let's Go Brandon Chance. This is win at Talladega, but now taking a very different approach to it. Shaletta's son, Brandon, and Shaletta combining, which is just a beautiful story, with Let's Go Brandon, which has just sold thousands and thousands of books. And now they're combining together where Brandon's going to race in Plymouth, Wisconsin this weekend, tomorrow. And the front cover of the book is going to be right on the hood of Brandon Brown's car, number 68. You can see the race tomorrow on USA Network. Brandon, before you go, because I know you've got a busy schedule, what sort of feedback have you received from others once you let them know you were going to do this?
Oh, I mean, everything has been great. It's been positive. It's, you know, it's been encouraging, and it's everything you want it to be. You want it to be a confidence building movement. You want it to really bring light to people living with autism, caretakers, and everybody involved. So it's been nothing but positive, and I'm, you know, so blessed to be a part of the movement. And I'm just grateful that, you know, Shaletta and her family are going to be out here tomorrow. And, you know, I'm glad I got her in my corner cheering for us, because that's going to be a huge confidence boost that we need to get to victory lane. And it'll be great to have her in our pit stall. Maybe have to put her to work cheering us.
Please, you talk about work.
Please,
you would just please
do.
Tell him how I work. He doesn't know.
Yeah, trust me. If you're counting on that, just count on her on the phone, reaching out to people.
Filing my nails.
Tweeting.
Yeah.
Shaletta's going to hang here. Brandon, thank you so much for coming on the air and explaining this and your honest and heartfelt response. And as the father of a son who has autism and seeing what my friend Shaletta does literally every hour, every day, raising the profile of kids and adults with autism and how they can be amazing individuals in our society. We need to treat them with greater respect and opportunity. You, by doing this, is bringing more attention to that, and that opens up the hearts and the minds to a lot of us. So, Brandon, thanks for coming on. Win that race tomorrow, and we wish you only the best moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Shaletta, hang on. We'll get right back with Shaletta in a matter of moments on a Feisty Friday. I want to talk about my friend John Schuster, johnschustergroup.com, Coldwell Banker Realty. It's an entire team, by the way. It's not just John. John is a tremendous, super guy, by the way. And he's also put together a team who can help you even in this market, which is uncertain. Let me give you an example. Evan Roxanne. They're ready to downsize into a maintenance-free senior living. Who could blame them? First, they had to sell their Bloomington home. They've been hearing us talk about John and his team here on the radio for about a decade or so. So, when they were going to make the call to do this, one team, John Schuster Group. They knew by quickly shifting into this with the market that they needed this experienced team. Well, guess what has happened? John and his team got the home sold for the first day for over $15,000 after list price. If you are ready to sell, do what Ev and Roxanne did. If you want to wait to sell, you're going to lose money. So just contact the John Schuster Group right now at 952-222-9000 or online, johnschustergroup.com. Brandonbraun.com. That was Brandon Braun when he won the race. And the emotions coming out. We just had Brandon on the air talking about his partnership with Shaletta. And Shaletta's great son, Brandon. The Brandon Braun interview with NBC last year. The Let's Go Brandon chance. Shaletta spinning it completely the other way. After a beautiful son, Brandon, who is autistic like two of his siblings, heard the chant, Let's Go Brandon, and said to mom, they're cheering for me. Shaletta and Brandon putting together a best-selling book. Then Shaletta and Brandon Braun coming together. They are in Wisconsin right now. The family's with Brandon. The cover of the Let's Go Brandon book is on the hood of Brandon Braun's race. The race is taking place in Plymouth, Wisconsin, tomorrow afternoon. How much trouble are you causing at this race right now? I mean, do they know that you don't, you're not a person just behind, we'll be over here behind the scenes. We will not be said, just, you know, won't notice us. You're not a, you won't notice me person.
You know, and a couple of people tried to pull me to the side and said, now listen, Shaletta. You've never been here. You might want to tone it down. You might want to dim the lights. You might want to put the megaphone and the microphone down and just blend in with the crowd. You know, don't put all the banners and stickers on the Camping World RV. Don't do no big book giveaway. Don't just don't put a spotlight on the RV. Can you just go somewhere for once and just be with the regular people? And I said, hell to the no, because that's not how I roll. Hello. So I went and got a Brandon Spicy sign flag and hooked it up on my RV, and I'm parked right next to my neighbors who got the F. Joe Biden sign, and we are just getting along lovely because I've already given their kids copies of the book. And then I've got a big book giveaway, so I've got a big old banner that says free books. And I've got copies of Brandon's book signed on a book stand in front of the RV. And we all got on our Brandon Spots His Sign shirts. And then I'm getting ready to head over to the pit. I think that's what they call it. I'm getting my baseball, football, and basketball and NASCAR terminology all messed up. It's the pit crew. Okay, so I'm headed over to the pit crew.
That's who you're going to hang with.
I'm going to hang with the pit crew. And I wanted to do something special for them because, let me tell you something, these people have been so kind to my family. They have rolled out the red carpet for us. We are the special VIP guests. They're putting this book on the hood of the car. They're having my baby come out during driver introductions. And so I was like, I want to get them an autism charm to put on the necklace to keep it close to their heart, because you and I know when you have a kid with autism, it touches your heart. And I wanted something to touch their heart. So I called you and I was like, Chad, look, I don't buy jewelry, even that's probably why I'm divorced, not because I never bought anything for my husband. I said, I need to buy a charm and a necklace because I want each person in that pit crew to have the autism puzzle piece with number 68 on it. And I wanted them to wear it close to their heart. And you said, go over to Continental Diamonds. Jimmy's my friend. He'll hook you up. So I went over to St. Louis Park. And I talked to Jimmy. They got 15 people in this pit crew. They gave me and designed for me a beautiful and engraved for me in quick time, because this happened in a matter of days. We didn't have like a 3-week notice on this. This all went down on Twitter on Monday. Today is Friday. Okay.
Well, yeah, so you sent me a text in the middle of the night and said, I need this to happen tomorrow. Can you help me? So I reached out to the owner, Continental Diamond, my great friend, Jimmy Pessis, best jewelry store in America. And I know Jimmy got it done because he's got an amazing heart. And I'm so glad that the two of you were able to work together.
Wait, not just that he did it, but his engraver was out. So he called in someone else. And then, Chad, this is the part that's really going to get you. When I went to pick it up to bring the gift with me to Wisconsin to give to the pit crew, the lady, Jimmy wasn't even there. Apparently his grandkids are in town, so he left. He wasn't even there to do this. But the lady who showed me all the jewelry and gave me everything and made sure everything looked good and I was happy and satisfied, I pull out my credit card to pay, and she said, no, Jimmy's got it. He wants to do this for you, for autism awareness. He wants to make a contribution. Chad, see the tingling. I was just so overwhelmed with that kind of kindness. And so they wouldn't even let me pay.
That's Jimmy Pessis. His heart is tremendous. The loyalty at Continental Diamond is as good as any business in town. Known Jimmy for a long time. He's such a great person. So I'm so glad that Jimmy did that. But it just doesn't surprise any of us who know Jimmy. So let me ask you a serious question about this. When you run into folks who still believe Let's Go Brandon is F you Joe Biden, it sounds like you have already, are you worried at all that any of this could become confrontational? Because some of these folks are absolute true believers, and they don't want to deviate it for a beautiful story like you and your family have put together.
And, you know, that is something that I prayed about, and I had to just be wise in my dealings. You know, it's one thing to laugh and joke, but I don't play when it comes to my family's safety. And I'm coming into a situation where I've never been. You know, I'm going into arenas that I've never experienced before, and being that this is my first NASCAR, and I knew that we were coming in loud and proud and excited, and I had little babies that I had to look after, I called the Sheboygan County Sheriff. And I said, listen, this is the situation. I'll be at NASCAR. It's my first time. I've got my babies with me. There may be some actors who are not so kind. And so I need you to recommend somebody to look after my family and I. And so he called a buddy of his who was a retired police officer, 34 years in the force, was a trainer. And he is just shadowing our family while we're here. He's going to be watching us for the entire time we're here. And he has been excellent. He got here at 8:00 this morning. He's not leaving until Sunday when it's time for us to go. He's going to be on detail, on duty with us, you know, the entire time we are here. And so, you know, it's just a relief for me because he's just watching the kids. He's just watching the surroundings. And, you know, it's funny because it looks like I have two boyfriends. And him and Sean are just real good buddies, and they're just back there talking. I'm like, hey, what do y'all get over here and order some food for these kids to eat? The other one, get over here and protect me. What are y'all doing over there talking and laughing and stuff? Seriously. Get over here and get to work. So,
yeah, it's been tough for you to boss somebody around. I know that's a real stretch in your life. That's never happened.
And bless his heart, I don't think he's ever had any really loud black women in his life because I was yelling at the kids. Somebody was trying to come out of the RV, and I was like, hey, get back in that RV. And he went and jumped in the RV. I was like, Mr. Cook, where are you going? He was like, you said get in the RV. I just wanted to. I was like, oh, Lord, he ain't never had no loud black woman bossing him.
Is he wearing blue latex gloves at this point?
No, he couldn't get him over the bubble wrap. Chad, I have to tell you something. This is not just the first NASCAR race I'm a part of. I just did something for the first time I've never done before. Chad, I took one of my kids in the porta potty.
Oh, my God. Arrogant.
Prayers.
Seriously, hit every breaking news soundbite ever.
And prayers, because we are so far away. There was no way to get back. And he kept saying, Mom, I'm going to go. I'm going to go on myself. Mom, I can't hold it. Mom, there's a blue thing. Can I go in the blue thing? And I was like, no, we only got 7 more miles to walk back. You can do it, son. Yeah. He was like, Mom, I'm not going to be able to do it. And so, Chad, I had to go.
You'll be fine. Somehow you're going to make it. You might be a life altering experience. All right. Another amazing experience. Yes. I will be paying attention to this race when normally there will be no chance. I will. Only the best. Stay safe. Have an amazing time. And we'll talk next week.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great Friday.
Shaletta with us right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.